Welcome everybody, Shir number 1286. We'll learn today Lilinishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zizel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe, that our learning Shitaka be a protection for all of Klal Yisrael, all around the world. Getting back to our Malacha of Zoyre, winnowing.
Okay, so we explained last year the distinction between the three different Malachas. You had Merakeid, just to go through again that we have an understanding, but the Merakeid, which was sifting, Borer, which was a general separation by basically any process, and our malacha of Zora, which is done by wind. But the outcome, basically what we're looking for in all those three malachas, is the same, to separate two items, good from bad, or whatever the case is. So like we explained last time, there are various different malachas. Some are opposite. Sometimes, like we said, you know, you're boina and soisa, building and destroying. And then there are those that run down the same parallel line. A few, not too many, but the outcome is the same. LMI, what? The only difference is, so why do we have different malachas? But it's all one action. It's all one outcome. So why did Chazal make, right? Why was there three different malachas, out of the 39? They should all be combined into one because of the fact that the process was done a different way. So that's how, what we explained. And our malach of Zaira is done with a wind, process. Now, I just want to explain we started talking about last year in reference to with one's mouth when one blows, and we'll see some examples. Somebody blows. So there is a machleikis, there's a famous machleikis. There's a Rabbein Chananel and the Eglei Tal and others that bring down and quite a number of paiskim, and if you look around in the various different sfarim, that's how they do bring it out. That blowing with one's mouth would be one of the isurim of Zoyre, okay, one of the Isurim of the Malacha of Zoyre. In other words, not to blow, not just to blow, right? I have a hot coffee, so I'll blow on it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about separating two items, and we'll see again the examples how that works. We spoke about one example last year, reference to the peanuts and the shells and so on. Okay. Now, but there is a Aruch HaShulchan who Taka says, Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the blowing by mouth, it does not, the Malach of Zoyre is Taka blowing, a wind or whatever, but it's nothing to do with the mouth, when a person blows with their mouth. Now, but the thing is, but I do want to make it straight that we will be going basically that Zoyre with one's mouth is Usur, and that's how the place can bring it down. Like I said, the Rabbein Chanal brings it, and then the Eglei Tal and so on, and the various different Sfarim, the various different Achrayim bring it down like that also. So even though we do have the Aruch HaShulchan, who wants to say that it would be mutter with one's mouth, most poiskim don't hold like that. So that's why we have to be choshish, because it could be a question of a deraisa. If somebody does a real action of separation by blowing with their mouth, according to many poiskim, you're dealing with a major problem, which l'chayra could be a deraisa, according to many. Okay, so, but we'll get back into some examples and see how that applies. Now, I just wanted with the Rav Shimon Eider brings down on page 127, what we spoke about last time also was from Rav Shimon Eider. He brought that down, beautiful, the distinction. He brings down that Rav Shimon Eider on, in his Sefer on page 127, the Malacha Deraisa of Zoyre, our Malacha applies only to Gedulei Karka. Okay, only applies to items which grew from the ground, plants which grew from the ground, for example, and so on, these type of things, anything that grew from the ground. Like we said last year, that the Malach of Borer, for example, applies to anything, right? Anything that you're separating, once you have a mixture, any type of Taruvus in Borer, and you go ahead and separate it, and now each item is left separate, so that's Borer, has nothing to do with growing from the ground. But the Malach of Zoyre, our Malacha, does apply with items grew from the ground. Now we'll see, are there instances whereby possibly it's midrabanan, if blowing or using the wind, right? Or using a fan or whatever. Again, a fan that was on from before Shabbos, obviously. We're not talking about turning on a fan that was on before Shabbos or whatever, using a wind process to separate two items that possibly is not gedulei karka, would that be a midrabanan? Okay, so we'll see how that comes into play in our malacha. But that's what he says. Lemaisi brings it down like that. That it's it applies to gedulei karka. In this respect, a person. But he does say, in this respect, a person. Matter produced by the body, for example, okay, may also be regarded as gedulei karka. Okay, that's how he brings it down. He brings it from Rabbi Akiva Eger, Shvitas Shabbos, and others on the bottom. Okay, however, even winning. Oh, so now he explains that which we said before, also from Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shlisa Shabbos and so on. He does say that Lamaisa, he says, however, again on page 127, he says, however, even winnowing those things, those items, which are not Gedulei Karka, did not grow from the ground, would still be Aser Mederabonan. So to go ahead and, you know, blow and separate two items with wind or whatever the case is, that are not, that did not grow from the ground, would be Aser, albeit Mederabonan. Now he explains further, again, you know, we're trying to get a handle on this malacha. He explains further that taking the lemaisa, which is what basically the malacha, the av malacha, which was the, which what was done, how we came to, how Chazal came to Zoreya, to Zoreya, I'm sorry, I'm mixing it up myself, to Zoreya, throwing the chaff by hand into the wind. So it's a, taking a handful of grain. In other words, we spoke about the first year on Zoreya, any type of instrument that you throw it up. You could take a spoon, you could take a fork, you could take a, whatever it is, a shovel, throw it up. But even if somebody takes in one's hands, taking a handful of grain, grain chaff mixture. You have the grain and you have the chaff, right? The outside piece and the grain. So one is heavier than the other. So if you take a in one's hands and you take a grain chaff mixture, which is what took place, and you throw it up, person throws it up in the hand in the air, even with their hand. You'll say, well, it's done by hand. There's no kli, there's no utensil. You don't need a kli. The point is over here, the wind. The wind is the problem that makes it zoira. So a person takes this and throws it up into the air in the wind so that the chaff is separated from the grain, that would be a tolda of zoira. Obviously, by the Mishkan and so on, it was done with instruments or whatever, but just throwing it up in the air would be a tolda of zoira. And as we've explained in the past, you have an av, you have a tolda. An av is exactly, basically what took place, and the tolda is an action that's very similar, but still will be osur min haTorah. Now he goes on to say, in reference to the mouth piece, which we spoke about, the blowing, even though you do have the Aruch HaShulchan, but most others don't. He brings from the Aruch, Shvisa Shabbos, also, and the, obviously Rabbeinu Chananel, who and the Egle Tal quoted him. So be it as it may, we do Paskin clear that with one's mouth, it's a problem. He says, blowing away the chaff. So let's say the same case with the chaff and the grain, right? You have, if a person took grain mixed with chaff, and this mixture, and they took it into their hands, let's say, for example, again, just to give another example, and they blew on it with their mouth, right? They blew on it with their mouth. A person blows strong, they blow with their mouth. The chaff, they blew the chaff away, so leaving over the eichel. So again, the person took the grain chaff, the mixture, and again, they put it into their hand, and then they put it next to their mouth, and they blew. So they blew away the chaff, so leaving over the eichel, so the person, he brings down those Rav Shem Naira on page 127, the person would be chayiv for zoira. So like the case we said last time also with the peanuts or whatever, we'll go through some other examples. But let's say in our case, our similar case with the grain chaff, which is actually what took place, person does it with their mouth, they put it near their mouth and they blow, and they separate it, the person's mamish is chayiv. Like we said, according to Moshe Paiskim, and he brings it down straight up like that, one will be chayiv min ha-Torah. Okay, thank you for listening. We'll continue next time. Cult of